T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, we're going to push back the NFL playoff discussion and some of the other NFL announcements today about the 2020 season, because there's breaking news, and this is another one of those moments that really, for me, Chris, you know, it sinks in for me what we're up against with the pandemic, the coronavirus outbreak, and how the trickle down into what we do professionally and what our listeners care about, sports, you know, in the big picture, what's really going on here, and just the massive mountain we still have to climb to get back to some semblance of having games and having sports, live sporting events to talk about again. The CBC is reporting that Toronto has banned all public events until June 30th. That is 3 months from now. Toronto has 3 professional sports teams, the Blue Jays, the Maple Leafs, and the Toronto Raptors. And so any thought now that we would get into June and have, you know, team sports, the ones we care about, the NHL and Major League Baseball, coming back and playing games in front of fans with some, maybe not, you know, 30,000 or 40,000 fans, with some fans, seems to be, at least in the biggest city north of the border, completely impossible. If they're banning public events until June 30th.
I guess, so the definition of public events might vary here. I suppose, Andrew, if there's some wiggle room, you could still have empty arena games, which would be jarring, but I think fans would crave it. I mean, that's, but here, what's relevant to me here is the size of city that's doing this. It's the fourth biggest metropolitan area in the United States and Canada. It's New York, LA, Chicago, Toronto, at last check for me. If they're banning this stuff, other major cities are probably going to follow suit, don't you think? Didn't Virginia basically shut down the state until June 10th? It has felt like, and I haven't wanted to say this because I don't want to be overly negative, in terms, because I want sports fans to have something, you know, hope.
Okay, so then why not? Then don't say it.
But I think sometimes you need to, like, acknowledge reality. As you
well,
see,
but if you haven't wanted to acknowledge reality before, why do it now?
Because I think you have to at this point when you see news stories like this come out. If you're just following the news and tracking how this is being handled and responded to, the best you're going to get this year, I think, is an NFL season that starts something close to on time. To me, it looks like the NHL and the NBA, wipe them out, they're done, till next year, at least.
All of the NHL operations are based out of what, New York and Toronto?
Do you think New York's going to have some sort of relaxation? I doubt it.
No, me neither.
They've got it even worse than Toronto.
And that's why they've already postponed the U.S. Open, which is in Westchester County, which is north of New York City. And that's an event that you could probably do more effectively.
You could stage it with no fans.
Yep. But, you know, they're saying they can't even keep up with, like, course upkeep and have that properly ready to go for championship play. And that's in the middle of June, and now Toronto in late June. The reason why it's just kind of so frightening to me to see something like this, and it's probably necessary and it's the right thing to do in all of that. But, you know, selfishly, it like really crushes me as like a sports fan to see this. City of Toronto banning public events until June 30th. We are going to have the anniversary tomorrow. Will be 3 weeks without sports. Mm-hmm. Will be exactly 3 weeks. The last NHL games were played March 11th. And then everybody was ready to play like college basketball the next day, and they pulled players off the courts, and that was it. That was it. No more NCAA tournament, no more March Madness, no more NHL and NBA. 3 weeks has felt like an eternity. It's felt so long. We are so accustomed and used to like life, I think, moving so fast, because for me, so much time and energy is put into watching sports and following sports. And when you lose that, it has slowed almost everything down. And you're telling me that it's not just, okay, you've done 3 weeks, congratulations, but there's also at least 3 months beyond that? I mean, if it's a marathon.
There's more, though. There's probably more. You're at, like, if this is a marathon, you're at, like, mile
five.
Three.
Maybe.
At,
okay.
At
so
best.
Three. Yes. We're a
You've
quarter
run a
of the
5K.
Way through it if we're lucky.
I know. You haven't even started to feel uncomfortable if this is a marathon, let alone like have to dig deep to the point where you feel like you can't go any further. And now think of, I hate to bring up real world stuff, but think of all the people who have jobs and livelihoods that depend on these games happening. Not the players themselves, of course. The game day people, concessions workers, people who own bars and restaurants that do huge business because they're located proximity-wise near arenas.
I think the NHL and NBA were hoping that they could try to take what little water was left in the sponge and wring it out and get every last drop and hope that even if it was condensed, that they could get players and teams back into buildings with fans, and that way they could get all the revenue, the TV money, the attendance gate, all of that. And now I think this is, to me, just another checkpoint on our ride here that signals the severity and the extreme seriousness of what's going on. And so I think for this, to me, is another signal that if the winter sports are going to crown a champion, they're going to have to consider some of what we talked about yesterday. Like getting these athletes into one very controlled environment and staging games there and taking temperature before games with everybody. And if somebody is sick, then maybe it stops for a few days and then comes back. And that's really going to be the only way in a very kind of sterile environment with everybody in one place. That's going to be the only way to do it. That's it. I mean,
would you take that?
Yes,
I would.
So would I.
I think people would, TV ratings would go through the roof because people are desperate for it, because sports is the perpetual background noise that everybody, even if you're not like super invested in a game, there is deep comfort, I think, that things are proceeding more or less as normally across all, you know, socioeconomic strata for people who, when they can just see a game on, like, oh, I'm going to flip through. Here's Raptors Bucks. I don't care about the NBA, but it's there. That's a good feeling. And I think that's what you're getting here that's kind of devastating. The thing for me...
Can you just imagine? I'm just trying to picture in the middle of the summer, all of these hockey teams are in one rink, and we actually get to the Stanley Cup final, and a team wins it, and there's this celebration, and like nobody is there. And it's the elation.
It's like they're celebrating a scrimmage.
It's the crowning achievement. It's like the hardest
championship
to win.
Is that better than not having the games at all, though?
Yes. Yeah. It's.
I think what you're tumbling to, though, here is how much fans do actually mean to sports. Like, they give it its backbone and its structure. Otherwise, why are you playing?
Well, sports are something that brings it brings people from all walks of life together. It brings Pittsburgh together when the Penguins are in the playoffs.
I know, but the fans being in the building is special.
Oh, sure.
What I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
but
we,
I'd still take the games themselves because like, people crave that and need it. The problem is if you have games in empty arenas, you are not really having an ancillary benefit to like the game day workers.
It's like
obviously.
What Burnett said the other day about the wild card game. Without the fans, you know, it's not the same.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.